Hello and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. It's exciting to have you here. We're currently on a series titled Is Anyone Up There? Where we answer questions regarding the existence of God. Is there a God? Does he exist? If he does, how does this affect me as a human being? Join us on this amazing journey as we search and try to make a case for and against the existence of God.
In the last episode, we pretty much introduced the idea that the existence of God is one of those questions that should be taken quite seriously. And we pretty much set a groundwork to what we'll be covering in the rest of this series. Today, we'll be talking about the common argument or discussion, which is faith versus science. Are they really contradictory? Do they complement one another? What role does faith have to do in science, or science have to do with faith? And how do those two concepts relate when it comes to the existence of a divine creator or not? So stick around for an amazing episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be exploring faith versus science. Very interesting topic. And with me today is Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
I think Hi. It's a weird coincidence. Your name is Faith. Never mind.
Right. All right. So in exploring or, you know, examining the question of does God exist? Is anybody up there? The subject of faith and science always comes up. So it's like, oh, there's faith and science. Do they ever mix? Is there evidence from science supporting faith and things like that? And there are a number of arguments that would come up when these questions come up, you know. And one of them is, so you that say that you believe in God, you that assert that there is a God and you believe in him, you don't have any real proof. You haven't seen him. He has never, you know, you don't have any real proof. So why would you go ahead and believe head on that there really is God?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're definitely right. The question or the topic of faith versus science is one that we can't get away from if we want to talk about the existence of God. There seems to be a school of thought that assumes that faith is contradictory to science, or that science leaves no room for faith, or that if nothing is scientifically verifiable, it isn't true. And I think that's what we're going to spend most of our time on. To answer the argument you talked about no real proof, and so you say, oh, are you sure there's a God? You've never seen him, you've never felt him. How do you believe there's a God? Of course, I think before even answering that question, it's the argument can also be played both ways. And that's the funny thing, is that the same thing can be said about the atheistic argument that there isn't a God. The question then is, what proof do you have that there isn't a God? You have not actually disproved his existence, and so what leads you to that conclusion that there isn't a God? The point ultimately is that, irrespective of what, should I say, camp or theological stance you take on the issue of God or no God, you'd ultimately realize that both sides seem to lean towards evidences that support their position, and to the other party may seem unsatisfactory. And what we're going to be doing is pretty much presenting both sides and doing our best to answer both arguments. And hopefully you'd be able to, I mean, following from what we learned in truth, to explore these claims and to see where the evidence leads. Because you cannot get away from the fact that science alone cannot objectively completely prove or satisfactorily. I'm jumping around words. I think the word I'm looking for is satisfactory. Yes. Science alone will not satisfy a man's search for truth when it comes to the idea of there is a God, or even the position that there isn't a God. Science alone will not give you that satisfactory answer.
I think that is leading us to the second argument, where it's commonly said that, you know, science hasn't like brought forward any concrete evidence that points to anything supernatural, you know. So if I'm a firm believer in science, and then I've gone through multiple researches, multiple papers, and there's nothing that suggests that there's anything supernatural going on beyond the world that I see here, you know. So that's another commonly brought forward argument when I'm trying to prove the existence of God.
Yeah, so that's another thing you'd usually hear, that, oh, I'm a scientist, or I believe in science, and science doesn't point to God, which we're going to look at. Is that claim really true? Is it really true that nothing scientific points to a creator? We'll look at that in coming episodes, but let's just even pick apart the claim at surface level, the idea that scientific evidence has never pointed to anything supernatural. And if you've been following our post on Instagram, which you should, this to advertise, but there are two things we talked about, and I'll just speak briefly about around both topics, or both counter arguments. The first one is that everyone would agree that there's a lot that science is yet to discover. True. And we're constantly learning more about how the universe works. I mean, just a few months ago, there wasn't a COVID vaccine. Because scientists hadn't discovered a vaccine doesn't mean a vaccine didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right? So the very idea that because science hasn't discovered something yet means that that thing doesn't exist is already a huge blunder. Because if that was the case, then there would be no need for further scientific research. I mean, the whole purpose of research is to find things that we otherwise haven't found before. So even from the aspect of science alone, the best thing someone can say, which we're going to look at in coming episodes, might not even be true to start with, is that so far, science hasn't revealed God. And like I said, we're going to even address that. Is that really even a true claim? Or is there a lot more that goes into it? But the first thing is still, on a scientific level, not everything has even been discovered. So there's still room for science to discover God, if that is a possibility. The second argument, or the second counter argument rather, switches it up a bit. And that is, the very nature of science is to understand and explain natural phenomena. Things you can see, things you can touch, or things that exist in nature or matter, space, time. That is what science is concerned with. I mean, even right from early philosophy days, the very idea of metaphysics, right, of things like ethics, these weren't things that were naturally or scientifically understood. The idea of morality is not a scientific teaching in itself per se. Of course, there could be scientific arguments to, it was needed to help help the human species stay alive. But then you get to even more, a lot more deeper moral issues, and you realize that science really has little to say about it. And from a strictly scientific perspective, what may be the right thing to do may not be the morally right thing to do. So that realm alone, it's not something that started today. It's been a concept that it's been accepted that science on its own cannot explain everything. And so looking to science to explain such a concept as a supernatural, because one of the things that you'd realize is when we talk about the idea of a God, most times, let's even assume that, like, most times your mind automatically goes to a supernatural phenomena. It would then be pointless to look at a school of knowledge that is aimed at understanding natural phenomena to explain a supernatural phenomena. It doesn't make any sense. That's like looking for Messi on a basketball court. It doesn't make sense. You're not going to find him there. And it's a philosopher I love so much, C.S. Lewis, he pointed that analogy out, that for instance, if you're reading a book, I'm sure everyone or most people listening to this know William Shakespeare, right? If you're asking, oh, does William Shakespeare exist? And I say, yes, he does. I say, well, how do you know? and I say, he wrote this book, Hamlet, or this play, Hamlet. And you'd be like, okay. And you spend the next couple days reading the entire play, and you come back and say, well, 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 you're wrong. Shakespeare doesn't exist. Why? You say, I didn't find him in the play. I'll be like, I don't know what exactly to say to you, because clearly what you need is not theology, is you need common sense. You right. don't expect to find the person Shakespeare in the play Hamlet, but by looking at the choice of words, by looking at the flow of thought, you can tell, oh, there was a mind behind this play, and the name of the person who owns that mind is Shakespeare. And C.S. Lewis used that analogy to explain that looking for a God who created space, time, matter, everything we know to be nature, the universe around us, and expecting to use tools within that universe to somehow empirically grasp the creator would be like looking for the person Shakespeare in the book Hamlet. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, Daniel, it makes a lot of sense. You've raised very valid points. And I think the summary or the conclusion of everything you've said is that if there really is a God, which means he's a supernatural being, we must be willing to, you know, look beyond science to try and figure out who he is, you know.
I think it's so important, because that contradiction shouldn't be the case. Because really, if there is a God and that is a truth, like I said, if there is, we haven't done enough to make a conclusive argument on whether or not there is. But for the sake of argument, if there is a God who created the world, including the knowledge, the body of, or the methodology we know to be science today, then science will not contradict his existence.
Yes.
And I think it's opening, it's important we, until you've conclusively disproved, which is what we started with, that science hasn't even conclusively disproved God. And while that possibility still stands, then there must be an allowance to say, what if faith and science are not actually contradictory?
Right. I think we'll end on that note for now, you know, and continue next week exploring in detail now each argument that has been brought forward over the years against and for the existence of God. Thank you so much for joining us, Daniel.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Till next time.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We are an organization aimed at presenting the gospel of Christ in its simplicity to everyone everywhere. If this podcast has stirred up any questions, please feel free to mail us at tribejesus@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook @JesusTribe to stay up to date with our other activities and content. Till next time.